We are in the middle of Kol Yisek Sekar, the first 10 that we already learned of Echad Bruf, Echad Mutaruvais, and all the Kolom that came out of it. We'll open by the next 5. The first next 2 is about the idea of 2 Sekis Bishem Echad. The next 3 is the idea of Sek Sekar, that it does have to be Mesapek, and it's Kolom. First, the idea of Sek Sekar Bishem Echad, what the Elim calls Shem Oynes Chadhu. We call from them from our Pesivis and our Tesum Nalev. More it says when a Baal looks into Bezdin, it says by Ishu just married, Pesach Mitzurach, Pesach Mitzalsi, Loch is Nemo Isrolov. Frankly, more of a Mai, Svek Sveko, Sovak Taktov, Sovak Eina Taktov. In Timslam Taktov, maybe it's a case of Oynes and not a case of Rotsun. My answer is to Tirotsun, either case is Ishu's Koyin, and therefore there is no Het of Oynes. But the case where a Katano, the father, the Mekabal Kushim for her, and therefore she was less than the age of 3 years old. The Yishami says, in what's coming out, that a Katano that's less than 3 when she loses a Psulim will be Chayzer. The fact she has no Psulim must be a case of Taktov. So lost out the head of not being Taktov. Come on, Taishas upon these two of them and says, we have a Teresh, really, to age Yisrael, less than 3 years old. I fact Taishas, let's still have a Svek Sveko. Maybe it's Bainis or Barasan. Even on the side of Rotson, Peter Ketano Oynesu. We have a sugi nivomus enough samach alpha and beta brings down Peter Ketano Oynesu. So even on the side of Rotson, still will be a svek sveko. And for Toysus, the Yisoid, Shem Oynes Chadu. Basically, we have 2 svekis b'shem echot. Even when not nechle getter of a svek sveko. That's what Shach brings down, very simple. And therefore, it sounds like we pass this way by Pleiskim, the Be'udo, and the Chavadas, and the Chavadasodim, and Kibaker. The Chavetz Chaim brings it down to be a locho. The point out is 2 things. It's not that poshut. Number 1, there's a Rambam, Hilchos Yisur Bio, in Perek Beis, and he writes, a Baal Ketano, if a father mekadosh her kedushin, the locho is nesra al baylo. She is also her husband. I pide ketano oynesu, and also an oynesu not asa to her baylo. So before she Rambam did not say the klal of pide ketano oynesu. Question is why? In fact, Magamishna, why that says before she Gemara and Yvomus the Daf Samach Aleph, how the world come to Aser? Come along, the Magamishna says, the Chura, even before she Gemara, the Gemara Ksubis not tested against it. In fact, the Gemara and Ksubis not test. Does not say we have a Svek Svek over here of Takta of Einus and Rotson, even as Rotson Peter Kana Einusu. Therefore, we see over here that we did not hold on the Klal of Peter Kana Einusu, La Locho. The Gemara says it come to Aser La Bailo. So we either go on the Vomit still say it. So the Magamishno, Derech Tichurehu, the Gemara comes here, Tichoy, Narayo, Betzem, we do not hold of this Klal. That means, was the Magamishno the same Pshan the Rambam that he holds? He said this, that the Etzem would have been a good Svek Sveko if he would have helped Peter Kalainasu. That means the Rambam did not hold of the Yisroid of Sheikh Manas Chadu. They have the Pimrim over here on the Shach, bringing down the Klal Svek Sveko for Bani Aleph. Before we have Magamishno the Rambam, not like this place is over here. Not like this is right. We'll see, we'll get to a motion true with Mitzar of the Shito to get the sugar of Svek Sveko. Wasn't true one Chelgal, when he began down this idea, he said, we have to move on, Uli Yish Lismach, on the Rambam against this, he said, Tosfos. That means, number 1, we have maybe this idea of the Shach and Tosfos, Shem and this Chadu, Svek Sveko, Shem Echa, the person needs it, otherwise we machmer. They point out, the Rambam disagrees, Aleph. But, come along the Torah Shlomim and the Krasi, they have numerous kash and numerous sugars, and we seem to say that Svek Svek Moshem Echad is Nichol Geda of Svek Sveko. They get about what is the aside of Pshat even in Taisus. Number 1, you can say we argue in Taisus. But number 2, what is Pshat in Taisus? That means you could understand the simple idea is that it's a new klal. That means we have a klal of Shemes Sapech, we have a klal, we have to be a Svek Sveko with 2 different Shemes. That's a simple reading. However, there's other way to understand it. Come along the Krasi and the Minchas Yaakov. Really want to tighten it, it's all part and parcel of klal of not being mesapech. Not a new klal, it's an old klal. That means, what do you want to say? Oynes and rotzen. Intim solemnitz rotzen, maybe keep Peter kind of oynesu. You can't really say that, it's all part and parcel of saying that's nifl in the category of being an oynesu already. So, in the idea that saying that you're saying in this concept of the ketan over here, that she's not a kotzu nifl together of an oynes. Nichol, the concept of being over here of a rotten took away the Peter Kanos Oynesu.
It's not the same thing.
It's not.
Why is it not Mesapech? But
yeah. No, so the idea of Shem Echad is this side of Mesapech. I mean, what's the side of here? Intim Tzolaymer, Rotzen. Ketan is no Rotzen. That's your Yisrael Shavoy. When you're saying intim Slamirotz already, that means you're saying in that, it's not the Het of Ktano. In that, you say no Ktano. Right? So that's, in essence, you can't say it the other way around. No, the same is not Mesapech. We get to the second Mesapech. I mean, they want to say Toys does not mean a new Yisrael. I mean, the Shach is saying it's two separate Kolon. Come along with that one time. Not two separate Kolon. I mean, even in Taisus, we now hold the klal shiva, you have to have two shemis cannot be with shem echad. Now again, the shach, he has klal aleph, he has klal gimel, does not seem to go this way. So come on, we have two ideas over here. Maybe the Ram argues on Taisus, bring Rambam down. The second, maybe the idea of this klal of the two sveikis with shem echad is not in the category of a new klal over here. Need a klal mesapech. Therefore, halacha. We'll get a case, maybe. We'll get. Even a lot of people are going to be bringing down these ideas. He ends off, Tzarchi, you can make him have to move on. Maybe I'm not going to look at Shach over here. Now, one main kasha they're coming from is that we saw already in Sirches that the Shach brings down a Rosh and Shuvah, the Mor brings down the Odeh, the Rebbe Tzadik Gimel, the Sugya of Chonosh and Yoshim. That was Iskin, this kasha, what's going on over here? I mean, over there we have a Sirch cycle. The question over there is, maybe that the wheat, but right now Cheerios, the question is this wheat over here from last year? And even the wheat is from this year, maybe took root before Pesach. That's the structure. The Rosh, Ramal, Lalach, Lamaisa. Correct the Gracie, Kirega brings down from Mutzal Aish. In essence, what's the question? It's a one topic. Is it Chodesh or the Yashim? Is it from Adar? Is it from Shvat? Is it from Tevis? Is it from this year, from last year, the year before, the year before, the year before? It's all one question. There's a Chadosh Yashim. How in the world was the Eilu Eski Nichol together of Svek Sveko? And there they want to point out going to Ramon's Gewaldic. And they're having two different Svekis over here. Nothing with Zapek. It's Zapek Klaal over here. The one thing this is a riot, the case argues on the Yisrael Shavoy, and that's the Mekar wants a Taino Nichol together of a Zapek in Taishvus, not Nichol together of a new Klaal. Maisa clearly the Shach did not go this way. The Chayim did not seem to go this way. So they have to answer, what is the Avonah in the Svek Sveko of this Rosh? So where the Chavastas is based on Sofik and about a Shulchan Gizan from him, that there are different types of Sveikis. The Sofik, his words are Dover Hiva Virogal. The things that are the natural procession, the normal thing to happen, the way how wheat grows, you grow last year, it grows this year. It's a good Sofik. Question from last year's crop. Even this year's crop, maybe it took root before Pesach over here. Therefore, yeah, okay, it's a Virov. Get a Virov. The words are Virov Mamish, something normal. Mashaking that something just happened, this specific case, the Gemara and Ksubis, Taktav and Naktav, Oinus Sirotzen, that's a specific example over here, that you need a case of, especially the same stuff, because Oinus Sirotzen, which is HG Yisrael. So something just happens to be that way, that's not in the category of a Sophic. Mashaking, especially go to the Avon of the Rajbo, that Shrek Shrek is within Rav. So the idea here is something that's a natural procession of happening that way, it's Nechelkev Rav. Last year, this year, this year beforehand. That's how he says it over, Chavadas. The way the Chochmah Zodim says it over, the Bina Zodim, in his Shara Kavua, he comes to answer numerous questions of the crazy. And we'll see when he gets to the column of Mesapech, or, Shem Emes Chadu, if he makes of one more than the other, it's not in the category of being two different strikers. He comes and wants to know that what happens. The Sovereign Grecian, that means anything from last year, is a Vademotor, no Tzatasar. This year's crop has klom, has gnarim, depends on it took root. So one being massive over another. Last year, not a question. This year, we have to start clearing, start seeing what happens over here. Kein that being massive. Therefore, it's two different svekis. We need the locha echnami two svekis, have the two separate svekis, not mishem echad. This is two different svekis. All right, they're doing two different things over here. One says everything's motor, one saying with its klom.
It's
that's correct, but it's still like we'll get the Shach's case. The question is, if it's a Bechor or not a Bechor? We'll get the cases. If it's a Bechor or not a Bechor, that's the question. There are two ways getting to it with Nafkaminas. So we see two different strikers. Once you have Nafkaminas and Alokha, two different strikers. Again, I'm saying the same point, Chadosh Yoshim. One's coming from, because last year's crop, everything's more tier. This year's coming with its column. A similar idea, but not the same, is Erlitzin. He wants to get involved with. That last year's crop, Etzim, was Osir, with a Heter. This year's crop, that took root before Pesach, then became Osir, grew a Heter. So we see the two different things that are working over here. There was an issue with after. We are a krova, not even. Last year's crop, this year's crop, never came in elsewhere. That's the idea of two different things happened over here. Two different things that happened over here about two different strikers. Fine. So again, we have Yisrael over here that a concept that we need to call in the Shachar, he's passing very clearly. You have to have two strikers that have two different shemas. So the Meshem Echad, not the Chalik of a Safar. The Kabbalah will bring down the Shemas Adashim. He starts off with a Shiloh, a guy had a goat and he gave birth to two different Zacharim over here. Now, the Maisa was that this mother over here was ready nursing, giving off milk, a chalevis. And the question is, the Gemara discusses, someone's chalevis, mistava, the person that ready gave birth. So come along, one time we have a sex cycle. Number one, maybe since she was a chalevis, she gave off milk, nursing, must be she ready gave birth, and the kids over here, neither one is a bechor. And even if she did not give birth, maybe this one's a bechor, not that one's a bechor. Maybe that one's a bechor, maybe this one's not a bechor. Kabbal Shail says, Apiswa, that should be a good sex cycle. If you analyze it, it says a Shail over here, in essence, what he's saying? He's saying maybe she's a Chaleves and she gave birth. And maybe, no, she didn't count before, and maybe this one she gave birth. In essence, what he's saying? This one is not the first one, it's all one Safek. It's maybe she gave birth, and maybe she gave birth. So therefore, this one over here is not Nichol Gev, it's Nichol Sfek Sfek, if you make it on this one, not a Bechor. That was the Shail's question. Question is, Shem when is Chadu? Sex like Meshem Echot. So come on, Shemus Adashin, go a little further. First of all, even if she did not give off milk, not a chalevis, still a suffix, maybe she gave birth beforehand. Aleph. Therefore, we said, let's put the idea of chalevis to the side. Put it to the side. Mai said, at the end of the day, with twins, still we want time to do a sex cycle. Maybe she gave birth beforehand, a year, 2 years ago. And even if she didn't, maybe this one is not that one. Ah, you have a kasha, you just asked me. Shame on his chadu. Sex like Meshem Echad over here. He speaks on a meister of Vermizno that him want to argue with Rabbeinu Moshe. Of this different case, twins are born, but one's a zacher and one's in the kevo. The Moshe over there want to tie no echam, it's all one suffix. Now, sex like for Meshem Echad, the question is, that this boy, did a girl come beforehand, or the mother give birth beforehand? So at the end of the day, what happens? For this kid, the boy over here, the question is to give birth beforehand, it's one suffix. On that, the Shemus Adashim wants to argue. Don't say why, he wants to argue, get to why. But the Maisa, in this case, he wants to even Ben and Moshe, by two boys, the Maisa wants to agree to be Michael. Why? He ties Ayin L'chur, you have a case over here, again, L'chur, it's all one Tzavik over here. Maybe he gave birth beforehand. And therefore, Karachmo, his words are ready, the stomach opened up, it's not a Bechor. Even if he didn't, maybe this one came before that one. He wants to tie know that if you gave birth beforehand, what happens? You might have two children. You mean Maisa. You were not mat beforehand. When you give birth now, you'll be mat to one of the children. So the fact that you can come along and say that it's doing two different things over here, again, it's the same words, but doing two different things, then that's not two different psychics. The fact that you can come along and have a tetzah of two different halachas, you can't tell me it's the same sofer. One's mat to twins, one's mat to one child. Elamai must be two different psychics. I was my machlekes. I couldn't explain between him and Rabbeinu Moshe about when it's off in the kevo. The side of when you give birth, when you have a girl over here, it could have been a boy. It wasn't. So once there's a potential or opportunity or chance of having enough kmina in the world, Shemus Adashim said that's enough to make it two different psychics. Rabbeinu Moshe says, and there's no, did not have enough kmina. So Shemus Adashim says, look, you could have had enough kmina, that's enough. Rabbeinu Moshe says, no, you have to have a real enough kmina. But at the end of the day, the both of them agree when you have a real nafkamina, two different sveikas. That means to come along, the Shach is saying 2 points. Number one, sveik sveik mishem echod is not a sofik. However, when it's being moistened and din, what's a locha is two sveikas. He does end off the Shemus Adashim. However, another reason why this specific case, when he got birth to two children of Maisa's Aser, he says if you analyze it, one of them could be a Bechor, one not, it's Echa Beguf, we can mix it with another one, two voice. He quotes to me, Klal Aleph, Echa B'guf, Echa B'tavivos, what's the locha? B'yasser. Shemus Adashim, so B'yasser, it's not a separate reason, because Echa B'guf, Echa B'tavivos. Adkan, his Shemus Adashim. With this, come over the Shach further and says, with this, we can answer another locha. So you saw that, I think everyone knows, that anything that's after 24 hours, gets cooked in your house, is mutter. That means, whether chazi was cooked in the pot, chazi mamish. You come along, and 30 hours later, you cook spaghetti. You go over to Rav, the Rav tells you spaghetti is mutter. After 24 hours, we know Lokas Mekuf Gimel is nice double of Kam. Let's say you do not know if it's 24 hours or not, the Sopik, you say, well, if it's Chazak in 24 hours, Shal Deraisa. After 24 hours, the Mice is mutter. You say, Sof Deraisa Lachomro, the spaghetti of the Mice is Osir. And numerous times, Rav gets a Shiloh, I cook something in my oven, not sure 24 hours or not. So no one knows for sure 24 hours, a lot of times. So what's the loss in that case? Come along, Tesis, the way Zoran the Rosh says, we have a Svek Svekel. Matal Svek Svekel. One, it's after 24 hours. Two, even within 24 hours, maybe the chazet, the spaghetti, is a bad taste. Or the words of the Tesis are sharpening down, maybe there is no taste. There's no taste. The fact is a bad taste or no taste, they're going to matal Svek Svekel. The obvious question is, why is it mutter for? Because after 24 hours, it's no time of calm. Within 24 hours, maybe it gives off a bad taste, which is no time of calm. So in essence, that's a Svek Svekel Mishem Echod. Why does it matter? Because no time of calm. It's not in the world that every time you go to Rav, you ask you, Svekel Mishem Echod, you say you're not sure the Rav is being Mekel, and the reason to be Mekel. Rosh, place in the shackle, place can be down in Svek Svekel. It's really one topic. And the shackle, just said, oh, it's Gival, the Gutrim, and Tadashan. This is Afmina and Svekis. If it's at 24 hours, all food on mice is mutter. Within 24 hours, we're not sure. So let's say you know the thing that's inside the chazer with spaghetti is nois tam l'shvach. You know, echna mitzalser. Just, we don't know, we're not sensitive, we can't tell, we're not sure. But if you know, you're fucking mitzalser. So since they affect, like they saw, two different ways, it shows it must be two different psychics over here. Two different psychics. Sorry? Do you...
It's chicken and rice, it's not
or it has no time at all. Can you tell me you have a time? Your rice has time for the chicken that has time? No, fine. That Shachmei says two. We'll get to what is big enough for me to Allah, but he says two things over the Shach twice. He says it. He says either no time of gum or there's no time. Twice. Where's the twice? Which really get back to Kof Kimmel, which you have no time at all. The Shach over there is not that simple. Now, in this idea of one subject moisture over another subject, the words have the shach set over when the subject of Rishon is being moisture over the subject of Shani. That means the case of Stam Kliyan and Yom subject of Rishon, maybe after 24 hours, being moisture more than the subject of Shani. And that's how all the places can read. I did not see any chaylik. Rechadosh, Nebuda, Plesi, Chacham Zonu, all being down, one being moisture over another. The question is the other way. Let's say the second subject being moisture over the first subject. So Minchas Yaakov, Yatar Shlomit says, La Dafka, there's no chaylik, either one or the other. Moshe Truva says the same thing, same Yisrael. Again, the Pesach seem to go this way. Either one is being moist over another. It shows it's two different strikers. Who cares where it's coming from at the end of the day? They're doing two different things at the end of the day. Two different strikers over here.
The answer to the Russia before was that way. That the second suffix was Matamor. At least
I don't think so.
No, it wasn't.
Now, to make it a little bit practical, there's a circuit called Bein HaShmoshes. Let's first with a basic idea that Elam should know, and then we'll go, jump into the Sveikas of Bein HaShmoshes. Bein HaShmoshes, from Shkia till what we call Teisa Ben Tam, is 72 minutes. There's something called Shkia when the ball sets, then there's Bein HaShmoshes, then there's something that have Zman in between, they have a Shkia Shnia, then you have Teis. Let's make that into numbers. 72 minutes. Simple numbers. We have Bein Tam that says that the, let's go for the Goyim. The Goyim has the ball sets, is Bein HaShmoshes. First 3.5 minutes is Savag Yom Savag Lila. After that, we have another Zman of 58.5 minutes, that's Vada Lila. We have Shkia Shnia, and then we have another 3.5 minutes of Vada Lila. The Bein Tam, Shkia Rishayna, ball sets is nothing. First 3.5 minutes, then next 58.5 minutes also is Vada Yom. After that, comes out that the Shkia Shnia, and the next 3.5 minutes is Sav Gim Sav Glaila. Therefore, it comes out practically, let's write up at three Zman, 3.5 minutes, 45 minutes, and 13.5 minutes. The first 13.5 minutes after the ball sets, according to Goyim is Sav Gim Sav Glaila Bein HaShmoshes. According to Bein Tam, it's Vada Yoim. Next 45 minutes, let me get my computer, I'll be plugged in. It's okay. This works.
Does that one work?
I don't know if any of them work.
Is that the right piece?
Control. I'm the right piece. gold piece.
Gold piece.
And I don't even have a wife for this evening.
What?
Is that
a wife?
I need a wife also.
Who is the
wife? Yeah, I guess. But so until the
small one?
Yeah.
That one is small. Is that right?
There you go. It is small. Sure. Back on?
Maybe
as
we turn back on, is that...
Okay, put it back on. It's still on? Oh. It's red and green. Testing. Yeah. Sorry. So I come down to give the next 45 minutes. The next 45 minutes is again according to Goyinim, is Vada Laila, according to the Rabbi Thomas Vada Yoim. The last 55 minutes according to Goyinim is Vada Laila, Rabbi Thomas Savak Yoim Savak Laila. To take the numbers to get to the people who live in, who came from Lakewood, who came from New York, and were blocked in any way, no one's going back, but Hashem. And let's go with the Moshe and Tshuva. I come over to Rechaim, and Chazal, he writes that America, he writes New York, New Jersey, Tri-State area, and most places. Cities in America, 50 is 72. Hainuach gets involved. Makor is really a bialocha. Chonim and Tzatzkayim. The 50 is 72. So Moshe's numbers are basically the first 9 minutes is according to the Goyim Benesh Moshe's going by Tam Vada Yoim. The next 31 minutes according to the Goyim is Vada Lailo. According to the Ben Tam is Vada Yoim. The last 9 minutes is the other way around. According to the Goyim is Savik. According to the Goyim Vada Lailo. According to Ben Tam Savik Yoim is Savik Lailo. But with that idea. Let's go with the Moshe's numbers. The first 9 minutes, what can a person do after Shkia? That means Moshe gets involved in the Shuvah. First 9 minutes, can a person shall shilas wash? Can a person daven mincha? Okay, you know. So, bismil over here, in numerous cases, Pasuk Taro, numerous shalas, Chanukah, what can we do in the first 9 minutes? Do we have a svek sveko? So let's make it simple. Let's say today the Shkia is 750. Simple number, Shkia is 750. Today, a child was born at 7:55. Next Sunday, one's a bris. Yom Rishon or Yom Sheni. We have a svek svek. According to Meir Tam, 7:55 is Vada Yom. According to Goyim, it's Benesh Moshes. Savag Yom, Savag Laila. Divor, said in Moshe, what should be? The bris milah is next Sunday. Svek svek. Ayil Maisa, fact of Moshe, what is a Savag in essence? Is it Yom or is it Laila? That's a Sofik. That's called Svek Sveko B'Shem Echad. According to the Goyim was saying, it's Vada Yom, could have been Tom saying, so Yom, Tom Lailo. The question is Yom or Lailo. What day is it? Come on, Moshe, and they bring down the Shach, and they bring down the Nois came over here, and they come on and said the Yisrael of that one Sofik being Moshe over another Sofik. So are the Svek is one being Moshe over another? So one you can say very simple, yeah, let's say he comes, let's say Shabbos, when it hits Shkio, if it's Vada Yom, do Malacha. If it's a Yom Shabbat, they can't do Malacha. That Lechura is not Naf Kamino, because it isn't Noi to be Yehuda. The Bala Shukam brings down, when you say be Moisim and Sveikis, has to be the thing itself, the same din itself. That means, for example, discussing when the Isha, her husband passed away, Naf Kamino is the Negea to money. But she wants to know she's Mutter. So she said you cannot mix and match once they get to one thing, they get to this other. But Moshe says, it's a simple Naf Kamino over here. He says, it's the Negea to what? Other children in the world. Went to have a bismillah. That means if it's Vada Yoim, you have a self, and that means, for example, let's say in the 31 minutes over here, that's in between Goyim and Tam, according to the Rebbein Tam, of Vada the bismillah on Sunday. According to Goyim, you have Vada the bismillah on Monday. So you have a, that means it must be the Svekis come out to be, there's an afkamina between the two, one being wasted over another, and then you have a Svek Svek over here. And therefore, come down to when you have a Shab born today, 7:55, what's the Lacha, have the bismillah Maisa on Sunday. Now Moshe gets involved with either Maisa, which Sofik is being Moshe over here. He said over here, number one, did not make a difference which Sofik is being Moshe, the first or the second. Akam the Shach does not sound the way he says, does not make a difference. What he says, when you start clanging Shrekis, the first topic is Yom Laila. Then the topic is in the Bainish Moshes. So anyway, the first topic is being Moshe, he says. That's Aleph. He also gets involved, what's the Machlokes between the Moshe and Shimon Sadashin? Gets involved over here, that the case over here is when the twins, two boys, and the Bainish Moshe and Shimon Sadashin was one boy, one girl. He wants to tie it, but let's say it's only one boy. And Tanya Chalam, which was Deshna, will agree to Abed Moshe over here. Because in essence, you don't have really a sex cycle, or one question over here. So Tanya is, but maybe in this case, even though according to Abed Moshe, not herself, Tanya is herself with the other kids in the world. I mean, they get this Zohar over here, there's no Zohar. According to Abed Moshe, this Zohar and the Kaiva, there's no Nachmina practically. But here there is a Nachmina practically. No matter who's Malachi going with, Shimon Deshna or Abed Moshe, Nachmina is to the rest of the world over here. Number three, he says, though there's Svexek Mishem Echad who disagrees, Rambam. We start off with. He holds not that way. So that's been South Rambam sheet over here. So then he says, have a bris milah on Sunday. He does end off, but let's say the other way around. It's the end of Shabbos. And the question is, have a bris on Shabbos. That means, let's say he had it 75 on Shabbos. Yesterday, 75. So it comes out, they have the same Svexek, do a bris on Shabbos. Then he gets involved with Meister, the Chumra of Shabbos. It's a skill over here, do a Meister over here. Well, there's a grass and the grain over here that says the scum of the place is the Meister Shki over here. So he says, the Basurim over here. Then he says, a dying, even though Avada Chumash Shabbos should not go do it, but one to one be Slamech upon the Shrek and still do it on Shabbos, don't make a Machal against them. Even do a Bismillah on Shabbos with the same Shrek Shrekel. I got me thinking about doing a Malach on Shabbos, still Eilim Chus B'Yodam. He says, therefore, the Yeta Hefzik Taro. Meister Shkia Shkia. That's halacha. He says, let's make the same Shrek Shrek. Let's say a person forgot. So what happens? According to Goyim, it's Vada Yoyim. According to Ben Thompson, Yom Sav Galaylo, there he says, you have 9 minutes to go do a case of Hefzik Taro. Therefore, the Americans farming down, Hefzik Taro, the Meister, you have 9 minutes. Now, has another case in the Gerta, it's saying fast. He says, Medinoi, you have to keep 50 minutes. Let's say you're a Chaylo. Kosher the fast, very hard for you. So then, Chalami, 41 minutes. By a Shrek the other way. The last 9 minutes, according to Ben Tam, is Sav Gim Sav Laila. According to Goyim, it's Vada Laila. Echlami can finish the fast 9 minutes early over here. Now, in his whole Shuvah, he seems to have a Mahalach over here. You have no right to Paskin. He's very clear. He says that Machlekes Goyim versus Ben Tam, Klai Yisrael has to take on both of them L'chumro with Shrek Shrekis. What's he saying that against? Meisner Eretz Yisrael, Yushlayim. Mice over here, the place can say Shkia is Shkia. You have no right to do half six times a second after that. After Shkia over here, you have no right to do Bris Milah after Shkia. Not only that, some swarming down, there's a couple of minutes before Shkia, or Shabbos, don't do Bris Milah even on Shabbos. Don't do it. Why? It's a Bris Milah down, maybe the calendar's off, maybe the amount's over here. That's how they go do it. Now, Moshe says in Shuvah that Mice, the only person that has a right to Paskin is Betzim, is the Vilna Goyim. And it's Talmidim. It's Talmidim has no right to say it further on his Talmidim. He says he has no right to. Fine, but my snatch soul, we stop Shkia. That's Mukubal Khan over here. I mean, not just from Moshe B'Tat Chum or Shabbos, that's Mukubal over here. But the Kholish, the rest of the world, or those over here who do not seem to know whatever they call Menigash Lime, Yishlan, the social thing is Menigash Lime. Echnab, you have 9 minutes over here.
It's not 9, less than 9 minutes.
Even it's not 15. Give me 7 minutes, 7 hours. They say it's Shabbat. Well, we discussed this man per se another time. Maisa, these ideas are not that simple. Let's first again a very simple Nachmina. When Moshe gets involved, Mamash al Sugi with Ashach, it's Kishmak. So first, to get to the idea of Sofik ben Shmoshes Bekholius, there's a Ravnaz and Shuvah that the place came down in Simon Shilam and Alph and Hilkha Shabbos, but not exactly what he said over, different points what he says. First, the Radvaz says you cannot make a Svek Sveker out of Benish Moshes. He says, why? Well, take the Gemara on Shabbos. Gemara says it's Sofik Yoyim, might be all Yoyim, might be all Lilo, and also Sofik Yoyim, Sofik Lilo. The retina is of a person, a child was born on Erev Shabbos, so that's when you have a Svek Sveker with a Chumro. Because why? Maybe Yoyim, maybe Lilo. So one, that's it. Even that sad that some give some lilo, so it could be lilo for two reasons. With that lilo, and some give some lilo. Part of it's lilo. So he says you cannot make a shrek shaker to have a bris, let's say on Friday, because, or let's say on Sunday, because you have a double chumra over here of a shrek shaker chumra. Now, again, that's your advice in Shiva, the Achrenim bring down the das not for this aspect. They'll point out upon him whether it's a vas and shuvah or be yomer and earlier afraid him to pella. You also have a sex faker the other way. Maybe it's yom and part of it's yom. You have sex faker both ways. I mean, the Gemara says maybe it's all yom, maybe it's all laila, or maybe it's part yom, part laila. Says the Radvaz, you have sex faker chumah because maybe it's laila or part laila. In fact, I find him, well, yeah, the sex faker the other way. Maybe it's yom and part yom. Well, that's his concept of the friend argue with. The second one again, Ben Ishmoshes, is a question. What is Ben Ishmoshes? Is it Savik and Metzias and Savik and Din? How do you look upon the big term among the Achrayim? What's Nafkimina, for example, when we should have learned in Dov Yishlam Atim and Simukov Beis? Over there, we know the Lacha is when you have a Savik of a Beit that was nailed on Shabbos. Dov Yishlam Atim, I feel Elf Lai Batal. I had Savik Dabal Lakula. Why Dov Yishlam Atim? Let's say something is a Savik and Din. Do you say the same thing, Dov Yishlam Atim? I'm not sure this thing is Mokso. Well, Sunday won't be mixed anymore. No problem. You say something is something in din. What is that place? My son, Kimega, come along, and most people can go. That a something in din is what? I'm saying it's fully mutter, he's saying it's fully ulcer. So it's not there's a heter to the one who asks it. The one who's saying it's ulcer, it's always ulcer. The one saying mutter is always mutter. The difference in a something in din is no Dovish Lamatirim. Now, if you know, be a case Dovish Lamatirim, by case of Enish Moshes. That means, come along, the Baal HaShulchan brings down a Moshe over here, and it says, it's definitely getting itself in Metzias. Therefore, B'chum by Dov Yishlam HaTirim. Moshe, the Baal HaShulchan himself wants to argue, and says, not the way, it's a Kivegia, a Shiva Tzion, and others want to say, that not the way, the idea of Ben Shmoshes is definitely a category of a Sofik in Din, and you will have a head in Ben Shmoshes. But again, Lanu, there seem to be two Mishnah Berurahs against this concept. One is a simple Mishnah Berurah, actually happened to be this Friday, that let's say a person not sure when if it hit already Ben Ishmoshes. Everyone stops over here at 7:50. We don't do Malach at 7:50 in this past Shabbos. I think maybe a little bit depends where you are, 7:52, 7:53, but 7:50 you stop. Let's say you're not sure what time it is, you have no watch. It's 7:49 or 7:51. You're not sure the time. Are you allowed to do Malach? Svek Sveko. Maybe right now it's Yoyim. And even know what? It's 7:51, some give him some Lilo. Let's go do Malach. So every time you're not sure if it's man, my says, be makel, don't do malach over here. Okay, we're going to do the source over here. Now, first of all, you're assuming that we know this man, right? You know what's in the calendar is true.
Yeah.
Even the calendar, Yishlot. Okay? Every calendar, how in the world do you have the same calendar, different calendars side by side, 3 minutes off, 5 minutes off, 9 minutes off? Because the amount is, how you're judging it, not that simple. But let's say it's everyone knows this man, so the Meister comes on the Mishnah Berurah and the Reis Hamachalov, he brings in the Mag Avraham, a Bach, and the Meister, the Poskim Meister, a Machmer. The Machmer. Now, there are two reasons why the Mishnah Berurah says to be Machmer. One, he says, well, I'm saying, that's right, I'm sorry, I have noticed the Locha and Simon Tzadok test. The Locha is a Nechla Gedda of that's right, I'm here, it doesn't count over here. Avada, you come on to be Machmer. Tzadokhes. No one corrected me. Tzadokhes, right? Tzadokhes. Simon Tzadokhes. Therefore, it's not nechagid of Sofik. That's one reason it says the Chavetz Chaim. A second reason it says the Chavetz Chaim, Machzah Shekel Aruch HaShulchan. You know why? It's not nechagid of Chavetz Svek Svekel. I mean, let's say it's a cloudy day and no one knows. And therefore, don't tell me people know, right? Watch it a little bit off, don't know the exact times over here. Cloudy day, no chesaron idea. No one knows. Cloudy day. He says, not nechagid of Svek Svekel. What's a Sofik? Is it Shabbos? Not Shabbos. A Shem Echad. That's all your question. Can I do Malachah at Shabbos or not? Which sounds like Malachah Moshe. That's Aleph. That means, number one, we have one Mishnah Berurah Negeir doing Malachah on Shabbos. A similar Mishnah Berurah in Simon Shilam Aleph, Negeir, when a person is a Sofik Ben Ishmoshes, Negeir to have a Milo. That means a child who's not sure, they take the kid out, and they're Balagana there, and no one knows the exact time. It's 7:49, 7:51, the clock in the room broke. Fine. No, there's no sign of deal here. Clockly broke the myself. What's the loch in that case? Is it nichol the category of sex record? Do you have a bris the myself on the case over there as on Friday or Shabbos? When do you have the bris over there? Well, the case on, let's say, Shabbos, and Mod Shabbos, what are you going to do? They come on the Mishnah Berurah, Simon Shalom Aleph, things on the Vaz, the place came, the myself, they say you cannot have a bris on that day, the first day. You have to have the next day. Well, they have to depend on the situation. Imagine on Shabbos, you can have a Shabbos. Now, or Friday, again, whatever the kimti is, the Svek Svek does not work. Now, why is Svek Svek does not work? Over there, it's going to be eight different spheres floating around. Why does it not work? go through most of them. One is the Advar says, you can make a Svek Shekel Benish Moshes. Fine. That's what Advar says. We do not go with the Advar. The second reason to come with the Prima Godim, brought down with the Chavetz Chaim, when she was Muberes, she's a Chazak be Muberes. She had a case over here of Erev Shabbos. And you're not sure if he gave birth on 749 to 751. And therefore, the question to have a bris mila on Friday, well, we have a chazaka that she's muberes on the whole week in the past 9 months. So chazaka says it happens at the latest possible moment. Happened at the latest possible moment, it happened by son Shabbos. That means the Chavetz Chaim is saying you cannot have the bris on Friday because the chazaka is overriding the svek shvekel. If so, kalum kiveger on the prima godim. If so, let's say the case of the, is that if so, let's have the bris on Shabbos now. But then we have chazaka, bris on Shabbos. That the Chavetz Chaim says is not a strong chazaka. It's like in between. Not chazaka lima, because it's only to give birth. No one walks around for a long time that way. So it's like in between. It's a chazaka enough to say not svek svekel, but not chazaka enough to say on Shabbos. A third reason, says the Bialach the Minchas Kohen, you know why? A kol shem chad sofiku. It's svek svek b'shem echa. That means, what's your question? Is it yom or laila? And even if it's after shkia, sof yom, sof laila. Oh, what's up over here? So it sounds like, so we have two Chavetz Chaims, both of them negate to Friday leading into Shabbos, one negate doing Malacha on Erev Shabbos, one negate to Bris Mila. Both of them, Chavetz Chaim is saying you cannot do Malacha on Erev Shabbos B'tzad Svek Svekel, cannot do Bris on Friday B'tzad Sugya Svek Svekel. The Pashas is, come on, it's a Bris, that's Yosla, that's Moshe's father Yosla, he writes in Sefer, L'chura, this Igris Moshe is against the Chavetz Chaim over here. It's Moshe, right? Yeah, Yosla's yeah. Father.
Turn
around, Yosla, Moshe's father. What?
Doesn't add up all the kids.
I'm not sure what you mean.
There's no
chilvus of
two
strikers. There is Moshe. There is Moshe.
Because he's talking about the right time of the shkia. If you have what? A sukkah, it was day and night.
You do have, you have myself over here. You can do malacha on Shabbos. So the matter you have to do malacha, and some years later, you cannot do malacha. According to the Goyim, Benish Moshes at 71 can do malacha. Or a child born then, the matter can have a bismillah that day, Friday. A child born 71 can do bismillah on Friday. According to the Goyim, can do bismillah on Friday? No, so it's an afkmila.
But
that's myself.
Tell
me and me.
It's
not me myself.
Time's not
about
the
going. That's because going.
But no.
So he's saying a chiluk. I'm not agreeing to you. A chiluk. Saying a chiluk first. That means you have to realize the Chavetz Chaim is discussing. He's not getting involved with Rebbein Tam going. That's what I'm asking. He's discussing in general whatever shkia Chavetz Chaim is discussing. I don't know what shkia is referring to. This question is general. Is it Yom was a Lilo, and the other Tzivu Benish Moshes. Moshe is a different suffix. He's discussing the situation in Yom of Lali and it's Siv Rebbein Tam versus the Goyim. What should make a difference? So, either I don't think about what should make a difference. At the end of the day, it's the same question. So, you could say one way, maybe. The idea according to Rav Moshe is that when a Suffolk Yom Suffolk Lila with the Goyim is really one to Suffolk and did one Suffolk and Matthias. That means there are two different Svekas over here. Do you pass in Goyim, pass Rebbein Tam? I think so. Which one is it? That's not Ishalan Din. You have another question. Is it Yom or is it Lila? If it's Yom, the Ma'aseh, it's Motir. Nothing to do with the Bein Tam, the Goyim. So one is Shalom Metzias, one is Shalom Din. Ma'aseh, in the Chavetz Chaim's cases, both Shalom Metzias. I don't know what time is outside. And even if it's after Shkia, maybe that has a Metzias ticket in of Yom. Metzias ticket in of Lila. So maybe according to Chavetz Chaim, both cases are Shalom Metzias in Metzias. Ma'aseh, in Moshe's cases, maybe a Shalom Metzias first Din. Two different questions over here. The other two different Metzias over here. Now, the reason why I want to say that, because it's very hard to say that Moshe missed out all the Nesikim and Mitzvah Shilam Al-Fray Samachalach. He cannot miss the Bach and the Mogavram and the Chavetz Chaim. Everyone discusses these two cases. He did not bring it down. He brings down Kofiyot Aos Sukkah. So he seemed to understand, not like the Yitzhak Riz, that it's not Nichol in their question over here. Like maybe say that's another Chilik. But there's a Chilik with, you have to know what the, there's a Mechalik, you have to know what the Chilik and the Mechalik is.
What is the difference between
the
Svekas? Is
that
the
Svekas
are
Rabbanas are Mutter? Actually, Cain was against the Svekas. So you have to get the question is if you get on Shabbos, there's a question of Chavetz Chaim asking. You're asking a question of Chavetz Chaim now.
Okay.
So what should you address? Something's missing over here.
I'm just saying, to make it into Svekas.
I don't want to make it, everyone's right. You want to say people are wrong? Fine.
No. I'm saying even Moshe, let's say, why can we use this as a Svekas?
No, so it sounds like, again, the Gudan Shuvah says, but the Shulchan, the Svekas that we Moshe have to be in the same din. You can't switch them.
Both on Shabbos, one is done. No,
well, the Negev to Bismillah, same halacha. The Negev to Bismillah has to be the same thing. A fourth reason why the Maaseh, why you cannot have the bris on Friday, because it's already there. Because other people know what time, maybe you don't know the time. A fifth reason, Meshav Dov gets Valka Esh Levure. A sixth reason, a very important question over here. L'chura, the Sveik is over there, Sasser Adodi. That means the Sugim Baba Kama Dafid Aleph Tesis gets involved in the Columbus Sveik cycle, but the Sugim Mixes Shulia Beloy Vaad. Everyone knows Baba Kama Shim Shim Septo. So over there, the case over here is when someone laid had a Shulia, a placenta. The question is the Vlad inside or not? That means you see on day one or day two. Nafkamina is day one or day two, and the gate to how many days of Tumah and Tyro. That means what it says in the Torah and Pashta Zriya, the gate to girl is 40 days of Tyro and 66 days of Tumah, the gate to boy is 7 and 33. So the question is, can we come along and be matter, it says Svek Sveko, certain days? That means come along, Tyson says, let's say, why be Machmah on day 15? Let's be make of Svek Sveko. Maybe it's a girl or a boy. If it's a boy, 7 days of Tumah, it's more to day 15. Even if it's a case of a girl, maybe gave birth on day 1 and day 15 is 15, not day 14. Let's be make all Svek Sveko. So Tosafos says, I can't be make all Svek Sveko, because day 41 will be more to the same Svek Sveko, but not the other way around. Maybe it's a boy or girl, fine. Even on the side that it's a girl over here, maybe gave birth when? On day 2, not day 1. So it comes out that we have two Svekas, one will matter day 15, one will matter day 41. Both of them are Svekas. If so, one of them is wrong. We have Svekas that one of them is wrong, we don't have a Svekas. Because otherwise, your matter thinks that something is wrong over here. They can't do. The words are Svekas, that Sasri Adadi, we will not make a Svekas. If so, come on, Beis Yitzchak. And the Evan also writes to Michil Michal Tukinshinsky that you want to be matter. But Beis Yitzchak will be able to tell the Svekas. You come on, let's analyze it a second. You want matter, let's say, based on Shabbos or Erev Shabbos. Let's say it's Ben Eshmoshes, Rebbein Tam, and Erev Shabbos. So when's the bris? Yom Shabbos. Let's say Ben Eshmoshes on the Goyim of Moshe Shabbos. When's the bris? On Shabbos. Because both of them are Svek Sveko to have a bris on Shabbos. That means on Erev Shabbos, you have Ben Eshmoshes, Rebbein Tam, what happens? According to Goyim, it's Vada Laila. According to Rebbein Tam, it's Sovra Laila. It's a bris on Shabbos. On Moshe Shabbos, it's going to have what a Goyim Ben Eshmoshes, according to Rebbein Tam, it's Vada Yoyim. According to the Goyim, it's Sovra Yoyim, Sovra Laila, they have bris on Shabbos. They can't do both ways. Sasri Adodi. So how in the world come along to make a Svek Svek with Sasri Adodi? You become a little Kachinsi. Your Svek is over here. Won't say the mice is wrong. Which Betzim is a Kasho. Call everybody. The Bach, Maravom, the Chavetz Chaim. How in the world come to make a Svek Svek is only to the other reasons come along to be disagree why it doesn't apply over here. Mice the Choyev Baya over here that the Sasri Adodi also. Anytime you use Beis and Shmosh and the Svek Svek, Sasri Adodi. Oh, no, sorry, just said Tosafos. Tosafos is coming from. It's coming from Tosafos. That's it, all bring it down from. Now, Kivager comes to answer the Kasha. Kivager gets a Memtes, he answers the Kasha. He wants to tell that the Yisrael of Shavoy Sasri Adodi is Dafko, he tells it to one person. This person cannot be Mutter, it cannot be Mutter. Because either it's a 15 and 41. But mice are different babies, different children, like Shnei Shvilin. I write this, my Shailah. I'm mutter. You're a Shkashal. You're mutter. But it's from Mount Sakha. It's a mutter. It's Chavi. You're right. The Sasri Adodi. As well. Tosafos is the same person. Same person? That can't be. Other people? Zal says that's a klom. That's a gdom. That's a local here. It's Chavi can. The way Rabbi Yehuda wants to answer, he wants to tell the whole idea of Sasri Adodi is not a good Svek. He wants to say he only didn't do a bottom. Which means in the right. So Vada not do a Sasri Adodi. Would not say the klal of not saying Sasri Adodi by case of a Vismilo here. That means it comes out, Maaseh, but Moshe's case is doing a bris mila on Shabbos or on Erev Shabbos and the Yekimto. Maaseh, who disagrees, the Evan also says you can't do that. Evan also writes, Moshe's case, he writes a case of Ben Tam. Evan also writes to Ben Tam to Mitzvah for Svek, so he can't. Why? Sasri Adodi. He says he cannot do that. Kainzeh Beis Yitzchak. That means this halacha on the bris mila on any Yekimto Svek, so Moshe says he can, except maybe not on Shabbos, as Chumash to Shabbos. And Evan also the Maaseh can't. There is a seventh reason why I get involved with when you have a Svek Sveko having a bris on Friday, why can't I go do it? It's a Degma Vovo, and the race time of Vovo and Hilchus Milo, discussing when the person has a child and the Yantav Sheni Shalgolias. who wants to get involved with, can you have a bris milah or not on that day? He gets involved with the sugya of sex vehicle. He says, the maisa is dov shishlo matirim. Why do it today? Do it tomorrow. So why do you have a sex vehicle? Because we know we get involved in the sugya over here by us. It's in ches. Is it a sex vehicle by dov shishlo matirim? And we saw already in the Kuf Beis over there, the Shach and Taz gets involved with it. He said, the maisa, let's be machmel, because why do the bris today? Do the bris tomorrow. That's his title there. Oh, so Kamal Sam Saif says a fellow. Maisa first of all, he says, if the bris is today, not tomorrow, you will vat the mitzvah of Yemish Min Yimor. Well, he disease Makdimim. So, and then we know the Klamu Dovish Matirim. If you lose out, not if the Dovish Matirim. Here's, talk about on the page. On the page, on the Mechabah says, if Sam Saif says, what's going on over here? Can't be? Now, is it Talmud Torah? Yes, okay. But Maisa Sam Saif did not say that way. Sam Saif just has a kasha upon him. Yes, Jesus Makdim over here. I mean, they have mitzvah, Yemishmini. Find the ways of answering, maybe. Fine. So again, so we have two klomim went through. Klal Yud Aleph is a klal two sfeks mishim echol dan nichol together of a sofik. Number two, however, was being moistened upon the sofik is nichol together of two different sfeks. Next klal Yud Gimel. Adiyah being masapich. Kamal Lushach being on the ogre is a case over here when a person took a shchito. So afterwards, the knife was nifgam, had the begam to it. The question was when did I get the begam? Did it get it on the backbone? The shchita is fine. Or did it get on the mir basr, but in the case of shchita, the shchita is fine. Mir basr. Kamung, the kashrus is the ogre and the maestro, can you say the other way around? You can't say, again, the question is either backbone or not backbone. If you not get the backbone, maybe it's mir basr. This hapech is what? Maybe be a pastor, be a camel. Even be a camel, there's no way to go all the way around. Not misapek. They want to try to not nichol together, svekel. Where's the makar? He says there's a taisa somewhere. He doesn't remember where it is. But once he remembers there's a taisa out there, my taisa says you need to have a case of the misapek. I mean, that's how Chloe was. He knows there's a taisa, doesn't remember where, but as though he is, you need a misapek where. So where is this taisa? So everyone looks super stuff test. They point out, there is a taisa. The Tesis Yishon Nates on the base that's on the page that brings down the case of Misapech. Tesis Nates from now being the case does not need a case of Misapech. Frege points out for the steel over here, and therefore all the Rashivas and the Magishurim and the Shirkolis all get involved with the Lomza Misapech, the ideas behind it, Hana Hans Tesis, which is what you say the Machlakes over here. But it all brings down the sigil over here of the Shach. Klama Negate Misapech. Fine. Negate Misapech. First, do you need Misapech or not? So, Lalocha, Machlokes, Bika, the Bnei Ashkenaz versus the Bnei Sfat. Again, the Shach brings down, he has the Murat Mipan and Shurva that way, the Judge Vaz this way, the Chavasio brings down that way also, the Chesiako, Pim Gondel, Chavadas, Kivagan, others bring it down, that's Bnei Ashkenaz. Asad Hashem, the Pichodesh over here is Marach. He has numerous kashas against it, he wants to bring it right from our own Ramot, not that way. And therefore, the Ritar Gazi, the Shulchan Devoya, the Banish Chai, Yibi Aimer has Chuva after Chuva after Chuva, saying, you do not need it. His words are, Kvaras, Kimu Reva Chrinim, they do not need a case of Misapech. Now that even the Yad Yehuda says those who are Mekel do not need to be Machma Kolkach. Even the Yad Yehuda says that way. Meist about a Shulchan is Maskon when he calls to Beis Yitzchak from Mokma Tzorech Vish Oid Snifim person can be Mekel. So first we have a Klal Misapech. There's a Teishas somewhere. Steers are Teishas. Shalom of the Paiskim. They make Snifim out of it. Now how do you find the idea of Misapech when do you need it? I mean that leads now to Klal Yidala. That means we have a Klal Yigimel Misapech. Klal Yidala seems to be building on how do you define it? It gets involved in the case where the etzem, the maidel merkuva that was broken. You have a bone over here that was broken top of the knee, and the question was, when did it break and it come out from the bust over here? Therefore, you have a case of a sveker, starting off, maybe it broke after shchita, maybe before shchita. Even before shchita, maybe it did not come out. Maybe not come out l'chutz. I says, you cannot do the other way around. Can't say, maybe it came out l'chutz, maybe it did not come out l'chutz. Even came out b'chutz, the whole afternoon b'chutz, not b'chutz, only the geyah, before shchito. Kids are scurrying it after shchito. That means entailed in the words of the idea of came out b'chutz and not, it really tells us that it's before shchito. There might be a case of misapech. That's first what he starts with saying. Now, the question about the shulchan he asks, doesn't understand if that is not nichol in the category of bayah of svek svekel. He points out before that the case in ksubis. What's the case in Ksubas? Maybe it's Rotzen or Oynus. And even in the case over here of Ratzon, maybe it's Tachtov, maybe it's not Tachtov. See, the only way to say Tachtov or not Tachtov, I mean, the whole idea, if it's not Tachtov, then what's only Shaykh? The whole idea is only Shaykh, the whole, of the Tachtov. I mean, the whole idea of Ratzon, only is only Shaykh of Tachtov. No, not meaning what's only if it's not Tachtov. It says, so the Quran is against the whole Shaykh. Ulay can answer. The idea of Ratzon, only this doesn't make enough to me, no. Tshuva. Maybe Tshuva. Not lost the Bible. Maybe, not sure. That's his kasher. Now, what is they started winding the case of Mishapeh for? What's the lumnus behind it? Again, two, we have a thesis, and we have those who have passed away, but what's the story behind it? So, Derech Agav, the Shachar, the Big Dam, Rami Pano, his words are, my chazis. My chazis, why start one way, start another way? These words are very important. You said, it's the heart of the idea of Mishapeh. You can answer Mishapeh, or my chazis, you'll answer the club with the gear to the idea of Mishapeh. That means the question is, you can always start structuring two ways, this way or that way. So if you start one way, it's a Svech Sveko. If you start the other way, it's not a Svech Sveko. So my chazis, why start this way? Start that way. That's the Yisrael Shabbat. You can't, why are you doing it for? Building upon this, that's Yisrael, my chazis Mishapeh, numerous Yisraelis come out from this. One example, the Degma Vava on the page on the Shach, and the crazy beforehand, and the others bring it down. Why are we machmo on a Svech Sveko? I'm sorry, not a machmo. Why do you have a head to buy Svech Sveko for? What's the cause of Svech Sveko? So you settled the Kalei Svech Sveko a while ago. We point out Machlokes, the Rashba versus the Rambam. The Rashba says, so the Raisa is the Chumum of the Raisa. So why make it with Svech Sveko? It's how they get Evroiv. Tshuva, the Rashba. The Rambam, says the Achronim, so the Raisa the Chumum is Midirabonon. If so, we have a Sofik, it's Sof Dabon Lekula. If so, speaks of the Degma Vavo, my Choses, Hamahai, why start this way, start the other way, Shalom Dabon, which way to start? Says the crazy, why be Mach Mesapech? Why can why start this way, start the other way? I don't know. Could be this way, could be that way, I don't know. Bishlam could have had Shalom Dabon, Shalom Dabon, Machmer. But according to Rabbi Mitzvah, Shalom Dabon, Echnam, you should not need to get more Mesapech. You ever said the Degma Vavo, the crazy, according to Rambam, you not need Mesapech. The whole chumah of Sof Drabonon, so the rest of the chumah is only Drabonon. So now we're not sure if it was Svech Sveko or not. We're not sure. Let's be Mekel. Let's be Mekel. Goes on the crazy step further. But let's say over here that this shaila, let's say you have two pieces in front of you. And you want to pick up one of them. So if it's a Sofik, Dereisa, Luchumah, but here's Dereisa. Well, like we spoke out already when it's Ikvad Yisiro, it's a Cheskes Isser. Even the Rambam agrees, speaks of the Prima Golem, the get of the Raisa. I mean, you have two pieces in front of you, one Chela, one Shumani, one of them. So, didn't the Raisa over here, didn't the Oshim Tolle, they said the crazy, it's true, I said, you do not need Mis'apech, according to the Rambam. By what cases? By cases, not it's Chazik Yisur. The case that it's Chazik Yisur, even the Rambam agrees the case of Mis'apech. And Rambam does not say that, but my son, it comes out that the get is my Choses. My Choses, I can answer it because it's a Shiloh, I don't know, but Rambam's can't be Mekel. A second of Kamino. Let's say the Mesapech is by this Rabban. Nothing wrong. The Rashba. This Rabban says Kimbon wants a Taino. Yendo Petarchian. He wants a Taino. Up in the Swan Rami Pano. My Chosis says, I don't know which way to start. It's Rabban. It's Rabban Lakula. What? No, not again. No. By this Rabban, if you're not sure, no. What if Machman different case, we'll get to why. We'll get to next Chabur, next two Chabur, 18 times you not say Sadam Holokula.
Okay, so that's
but on the subject of that, the subject to be Machman over here, on the Isra, we'll say it on. We'll say it in numerous cases. Then we'll show the basis of the time on the Isra, but you can't say it. You're not in the Kalam Sapech. Kamu Kivag and Shuva, and the Shuva that's written to Shumay Shayla, he writes him, I have a right, but Isra, but the personal Maisi should be Machman. And one of the cases over here, the Shach brings down the case of the Grace Maimonides, the case of Gvir Zakum. Gvir Zakum is a Dindu Abodon, and the Shach discusses the Sugim Zapech. The Shumay Shela writes back to him, he didn't read the Shach fully. The case of the Shach discussing over here is maybe it's Maimon or Kavis Nevela, maybe not. If it's Maimon, maybe the case of Nishtam, maybe not. Nishtam is a Dindu Deraiso. I mean, discussing the case of Shisha. Less than Shishim was discussing. Less than Shishim, but then there is the rear. So forget it. The Shach is discussing Dafka, the case of less than Shishim, we mock discussing case of the rear. Right, so come down a second Nafkamina, my Choses, breaking the Pashkin one Taino, in the gate to Misabach, but it's still a problem. It's third Nafkamina, Primrose speaks out. We have a sex cycle of Chumro. Do you need Misabach? Since though, the Misabach is my Chazahai Mahai, I don't know which way to go. By sex cycle of Chumro, I also know which way to go. So I do not need Misabach by sex cycle of Chumro. Come to be Machmo here. So again, first we said three similar Nafkaminas of the Sodom of Misabach, of my Chazahs. Number one, according to Rambam, do not need Misabach, like Mavovo. Number two, by Istra Bonon, bigger person say, do not need Misabach. And number three, by the case of Shekhar Lachumri, did not need the case of Misapech. Well, the Iker point to bring up my Chazas is really the get of the Shach speaks out over here. The Shach speaks out, there are two exceptions to the rule. He says, do not need the Misapech when you have to first clear if there's a Reyesa. And secondly, he says, when there's a Reyesa on one thing that really affects something else, also you do not need Misapech. Bira Dover. The first case, he says you need a reyesa. He's discussing a case where something was a drusa bari, but maybe a line was derisit, and therefore maybe it's a case of a trefil. What happened? A case over here that an animal, a seh, walked around, and he has a tziporin, he has a nail or claw in his back. But the question is, how in the world did a lion's nail or claw get into his back? Did the lion do it? Or now, no, he went off the wall, he scratched his back to the wall, and he did it to himself. And it was not a trefil. Who did it then? So, l'chura, there's a shek over here. To be makel, you have a sofik, maybe the lion did not come into the den where the seh was. And if it did, maybe just left its sifarin behind, and scratched his back, shek-shekel. Ayla maisa, ikim asapich. Can't say, maybe the lion, the nail came from, scratched himself in the back, and maybe the lion did not come in. How in the world did the lion not come in, and the nail, the claw get over here? Not misapech. She says, because you say to my chazes, you have to know how to clear a sopik. The first question is there reyesa? What do you got to know? Is there a lion around? That's the first thing. Is there a lion? No lion. When there's a lion around, now you have questions. What happened? First, you have to know if there's a problem. Then you have to deal with the problem. That's how life, you have to organize things. First, is there a problem? Then how to deal with the problem? Did the lion come or not? If the lion came, oh, where'd it go? Did he go to the animal and with his claws? Well, no, he left the claw behind. Or might say the animal scratched his back. And a second example, he says a case of you found crushed bugs inside, or maybe there's bugs inside the food over here. So first you have to clear, are the bugs here? Then you start clearing, is the muach, are they visual or not? I can be misapech. If it's the muach and not the muach. Even if this is the muach, maybe there are no bugs. It makes sense the other way around. You can say it's the muach, are no bugs. But since you have to first clear the ratio, are there bugs? Then you start clearing, what happened to the bugs? The third example, the case of Gvinus Akum, the stuff over there is the maimon bekevus nevela. First, you have to be clear if there's a cavus nevela over here. Then it's not clear if there's a nesidus tam over here. That means it says, what's my chazas? My chazas, my hai. Because the way you clear sveikis is, the natural procession is, first is there a problem, and what do the problem? Either way, if it's also going to start. Either way, she's mutter. Yeah. That's fine. I can clear both ways. I can switch. Again, it's misapach over there. It is misapach. The second study says, if the race is in one thing, and it's really a issue in something else, also not nichel together of needing misapach. What does that mean? So the way the Shulchan explains pshat in the shach over here. That's not there's a ram over here. People might forget there's a ram over here. The more writes a case over here where you have a bird that the wing was broken. Now the question is, did the wing puncture the lung? The ray or not? The puncture the lung. Yeah, but really, sex cycle, maybe it broke Mimisa after it passed away. There was no bayav trefa. Maybe Mechaim. Even Mechaim, maybe it punctured the lung, maybe it not punctured the lung. Now, it comes along, we said before, and can you say it the other way around? You say maybe it punctured the lung, maybe it didn't. Even the case of it did puncture the lung, in essence, that tells that it was only Mechaim. There's no nafkamina puncturing the lung. Achamisa. So you may think in that Mechaim over here. It's not Misapech over here. So since there is no Nafkamina, a function only Achamisa, you can't say it the other way. It's not Misapech. So what do you do with this Ramah? The Ramah is saying again that maybe Mechaim, maybe Achamisa. In Mechaim, maybe a function along. It only works one way. So he says, Yisoid, since the first you have declared, the Reisa is where? Where's the problem? In the wing. What's the Isser? The lung. Two different things over here. If you have to first clear about the reyesa, and then you start clearing what did the reyesa, the problem, do to something else, that's a natural procession of a suffix. my chazan is this way and that way, can that say clear? Do I have a problem? The problem creates something else. The problem creates something else. That's nichel in the category of not nimi misapech. Again, to send the shach in this klal here, that we do not nimi misapech, number one, in a situation you have to first clear there's a reyesel, like Teloy in the case of Dari. The second thing, even when there is a reyesel, I know there's a reyesel here, I see a broken wing over here, but the reyesel affects something else, we have to first clear about the reyesel before you clear the next shlevel here. Now to get to this, even over here, we passing like this klal, the shach over here, klal tezvav. So everyone seems to agree that Echanami have stuck in the reyesel, that's difficult, and then afterwards do with the reyesel, you do not have to clear it all the way, you do not need to clear the sapech. This other side of that the reyesel is in one, is affecting something else. Kamu pichodesh numus achoyim, they say, it's nice lumpus over here, because you have to answer the amor. But nice to win the amor get it from. At the end of the day, we have over here that's not misapech. It did not go the other way around. We know we have a reyesel. We know there's a broken bone over here. And we cannot go the other way around. Can't go the other way around. It's not misapech. And this is why the pichodesh says, I know I did not need misapech. Why amor? It's time there is this amor. I did not agree with the shach. Second chilek over here. Hashulchan has a hard time with it. So Maish is not that simple. The second chilek of the shach is so or not. Either we don't need misapech, or you have to answer with the shach is saying, which the tiny is, there is a swark the shach is saying, first you have a reysel, what do with the reysel? And say, but where do you get that from? And they have a reysel, I can do the other way around. Not misapech over here. Fine, those are, again, two separate yisaydis. The idea is actually b'shemechad, the idea of misapech. The next group, or the next nine klolim, are negated to sofik drabon l'kula. We know Sefer Drabanan is Lekula. We'll come along over here with numerous exceptions. We'll come out with 18 separate exceptions. A lot of the page, a lot of them off the page. We'll start next Chabura and we'll mention Chabura afterwards. Aslach Rabbah.